is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in on this Friday evening, this Friday afternoon. The day that we're getting ready for the weekend. The last show of the week before we get to the AFC and NFC championship games. The show gets started Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 375. If you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you have access to YouTube, you can watch a live stream of this show on YouTube. All you got to do, go to YouTube and type in the Infinity Sports Network. And boom, the JR Sport Brief Show, it pops right on up. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey in New York City. We've had a fun show already. Thank you to Matt Perino for joining us from Syracuse.com. He got the Buffalo Bills going to the Super Bowl. He has the Buffalo Bills beating the Kansas City Chiefs by 2 points. Hey, how about this? In a matter of 20 minutes or so, we're going to be joined by David Harrison. He covers the Commanders for Sports Illustrated, the Locked On Podcast Network. Yeah, we're going to talk Washington. Who would have thought that we'd be discussing the Washington Commanders at the end of January? I would have thought that they'd be on vacation by now. I thought they'd be in Maui or what's the place everybody tells the athletes to go? Cancun. 3, 2, 1, Cancun. Yeah, no, Washington is still playing. Are they going to beat Philadelphia? Philadelphia's quarterback is running around with that bum left knee, Jalen Hurts. Saquon Barkley don't have no bum left knee. That guy is a freak. I don't want to tackle that guy. He's built like a fire plug. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We have talked about Pete Carroll being the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. He's basically babysitting the team until Tom Brady finds a new full-time coach. We talked about Liam Cohen, the new head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, the Jacksonville Jaguars have found someone willing to take their money that's not a crook or a thief. And it doesn't seem like Liam Cohen, the former offensive coordinator of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it doesn't appear that he left on positive terms. We'll get to that. 855-212-4227. We got a bunch of people here on the line. The lines, the phone lines. They have multiple opinions. Hickey and I, we look at the Kansas City Chiefs. I evoked the words of the great Ric Flair. To be the man, you got to beat the man. And the Buffalo Bills have proven they can beat Patrick Mahomes. They just got to do it in the postseason. It's a pick 'em game, but I'm not picking against Patrick Mahomes. He just has to lose. It's just what it is. It's like going to Vegas. I'm not betting against the house ever. They're always going to win. They're going to take everybody's money. Hickey, I got a bright idea. This might get us in jail like Ipe Mizuhara. You ready for this one?
Sure, let's hear it.
Why don't we start our own casino? Easier said than done, but let's do it.
Okay.
We take people's money and they lose.
I like it. I mean, we got to make sure that they lose quickly. I know, like, right, isn't casinos, you got to, you know, make sure they win early so they keep coming back. Well, I don't have enough money to be giving out any winning, so we need them to lose quickly. And then have them keep on coming back anyway.
You're too far. We got to figure out the legalities of it first, okay? Like, we can't start it in my basement, can we? That'll get us arrested?
Technically, okay. We would never do that.
Okay.
Because that is illegal.
Okay. All right. We will go the proper routes. Okay.
But if you ever watched Molly's Game.
Excuse me?
Ever see that movie? No, Molly's Game?
I don't know who Molly is, no.
It's a movie about a woman who basically runs an underground poker game, and it gets very big, very popular, a lot of big money.
Oh, did she get El Chapo money?
Close.
Oh, wow. Great.
She went from like a skier to running this poker ring, if you will.
Oh, I like this. I like the sound of this. Is she arrested? She's been arrested.
Yes, she got in trouble for it.
This is a real, based off a real life thing?
That is correct.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well, let me watch that movie. We take notes and we don't end up like Molly.
Right, exactly right. Because we don't do it. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
But if we were to do it, as some famous people would say, we'd make sure, you know, that we get out before we get caught.
We're going to do it in somebody's grandma's basement.
Right. In their name, not ours.
Yeah. So if grandma can get in trouble, not us.
Grandma's lived a good life. We got a lot longer to live.
Yeah. We'll implicate grandma. Good idea. It's all Hickey's fault. 855-212-4227. 855-212. What's the number here? 4227. Gerald is calling from Wisconsin. He will not be contributing to anything. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Gerald, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
All right. So my predictions for the weekend.
Yes.
Listen, I can hope and I can wish. I don't want to see Lamar and Josh go the way of Ewing and Barkley. Pick which one's which. But, man, Jordan's Jordan. You know what I mean?
Patrick Mahomes is... Well, he got his ass whooped by Brady, so now you're saying he's never going to lose?
Until he does. I'm with you guys on that. Man, I hope that they don't. Barkley earned a ring. He didn't get it.
A little bit different sport. I know. Yes, I know. All these dudes succumb to Michael Jordan. I know. I get it. Clyde
Drexler. But on the other side?
Yeah.
On the other side, I think I'm going Commanders, and I'm not even calling it close. Look, it's all about the quarterback. We were just talking about the Jordan thing.
Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes. Listen, Jalen Hurts. I'm not going to call him the O word, but I don't think I have one season, man. He's given me one season that impressed the heck out of me.
He did go to the Super Bowl, and they also want to run the football, even despite his injury. So we're going to get
He's got one good season. You know, he's a good quarterback. He's above average. He's better than Dak. But listen, man, that kid is on fire.
Yeah. So we're gonna find out if he's the first rookie to start the Super Bowl, Joe. Thank you for calling from Wisconsin. We're gonna find out. Huh. That was interesting. Hickey, he doesn't want to call him the O word. What is overrated? Is that what it is?
Overrated, yes, sir.
The O word? Oh my god.
The O. You know what? I kinda like when people do that.
The O, I don't wanna call him the O word. I'm like, what is the O-word? Overrated? They don't want him to throw the football. They don't need him to throw the football. Why the hell you think they brought in Saquon Barkley for? And look at the season he had. And Saquon Barkley is an MVP finalist. He's not going to be MVP. It's either going to go to Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. This man had a hell of a year. And I'm going to say this again. I think it's been said all week. I think I said it for the first time last week. This is one of the reasons that I thought that the Detroit Lions were going to take care of Washington. Washington's run defense sucks. That's it. I don't know. If this is a shootout, am I going with Washington? Yeah, but do I think it's going to be? Let's keep in mind, Philadelphia has one of the best defenses in the league. I know about the injuries. Dean hurt and out. Quinion out, hurt. The defense is still solid. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into that game as well. In another 12 minutes, I told you, we're going to have a chat with David Harrison. He's going to come through. He covers the Washington Commanders. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Jaden Daniels, I told you he is the offensive weapon. This guy led the team in rushing yards as well, 891. Yeah, your quarterback is a top rusher on the team, and he's the best, and he's a rookie. He talks about the offense and what they need to do to beat the Eagles. Listen to this.
We're just trying to play clean football, give ourselves the best opportunity to go out there and win games, whether that's me trying to not have negative plays on first or second down. We drop back and throw the ball, stuff's not there, or, you know, be able to just all be on the same page, whether it's a run game or everything. We're just trying to play clean football and give ourselves the best chance.
Yeah. We know he can run. We know he can move. We know he is the offense. Yeah, he can get the ball at Terry McLaurin, and he has Robinson and Eckler there, but he is the offense. Now, the last gentleman who called up and said Jalen Hurts gave you one good season, and now he's overrated. And all you got to do is hand the ball to Saquon. They say that Jalen Hurts is going to be running around in a brace on Sunday due to his left knee. You might recall at the end of the game, he didn't want to talk about the knee. After they beat the Rams, he had nothing to say. He's like, I made it through the end of the game. What's he going to do? Say, my knee is killing me right now. No, he ain't going to say nothing. He gave an update on his knee. Take a listen.
I've just been progressing, taking it a day at a time. Was able to participate today and be involved and stuff, so just taking it a day at a time.
You feel like you're still on track to play Sunday?
Yeah.
He's going to play, come on. Even if he's out there just moving left to right, not able to move, he going to play. 855-212-4227, Elvis is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Elvis?
What's going on, JR? How you doing, man? Hey, I don't know if this is my first time in or not, but enjoy your show. Hey, look, dude, I know a lot of people might be, you know, tired of the Chiefs. They may have Chiefs fatigue. You may want Buffalo to win, but a gun to your head, no sane person is going to pick against the Chiefs, all right? They are a reverse prove-it-to-me team, okay? They win all the big games. There's some teams like, oh, I don't know, the Chargers. Like, you can't give them your heart. You can't really expect them to win the big games till they do it, and they just can't. The Chiefs are the opposite of that. They win all the big games. Give me the Chiefs, man. I'm out.
Okay. Thank you, Elvis, for calling from Alabama. Now, I will say this. Even in the 20 years, and there was a lull and a gap for the New England Patriots, but for the better part of 20 years, Patriots didn't win every single year. Yeah, we know about Deflategate and Spygate and Tom Brady's knee getting blown to pieces and the like, they had their downs. They didn't win a Super Bowl every year. Man, we talked about it a couple of days ago. The New York Jets beat them in the postseason in an AFC championship game. Come on. All right? We saw what the Philadelphia Eagles did. We saw what they did. Beat them. We saw what Eli Manning did. Eli Manning is going to go to the Hall of Fame because of the two times that he went out there and beat the New England Patriots. So we can, and one of our callers used the Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls analogy. Michael Jordan, when he started rolling, yeah, he was beating Phoenix. He was out there beating Portland. He's beating everybody. Beat Seattle and Utah. He's beating everybody. Michael Jordan in basketball. Can't do that in football. You got to lose. Can't win them all. It's like boxing. The majority of boxers, I don't care who you are. I mean, two dudes really running around undefeated long careers. 855-212-4227. Tommy calling from Buffalo. Go ahead, Tommy.
Man, I don't know what Elvis was talking about. That guy is an idiot. JR, let me tell you something. The Buffalo Bills, this is a brand new team, my man. We are not going to lose to the Kansas City Chiefs this year. I don't know what your financial situation is. You're talking about gambling. Let me tell you something. Put the mortgage on the Buffalo Bills. You don't even have to take the points. Money line, it's over. This is the year, JR. This is the year. I don't even care what anyone says. Let's go. Bills Mafia, we're going to do it.
Okay, you gotta be positive about something. What am I supposed to respond and say to that guy? Nothing. T-Money is calling from Tucson. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, T-Money?
Hey, JR, great show. hey, man, I'm tired of these corny Chiefs fans, man. Like, come on. Comparing Patrick to Michael. We've seen Pat lose. We've seen the league protect Pat time and time again. And we've seen Kyle melt down in front of the Chiefs. Not because the Chiefs beat the Niners, but the Niners have melted down. But what I'm saying is this. I don't know what's up with the ketchup and mustard franchise, but everybody that tries to take up for them just says some asinine stuff. I've never rooted for the Bills, but I'm rooting for the Bills on Sunday. They're going to go to the Super Bowl and then have to change their area code once again, now to 045, but it'll have to happen.
Oh, damn. Thank you, T-Money, for calling from Arizona. Anthony from Toronto, go quick, very quick.
Hey, JR, I just wanted to let you know I feel very fortunate enough to be alive to watch this era of football. I'm very excited for the two games coming up. At the end of the day, I'm a fan of good football, and you can't ask for any more when you look at the two matchups that we're about to see on Sunday. I wanted to let you quickly know, I've called you in the past to talk about them. I want to let you know that I am officially handing in my Dallas Cowboys fan card. I'm absolutely finished with them. Finished with them, J.R. Long story short,
No.
They've settled with being mediocre.
Yeah, we know.
And now at the end of the day, elite coaches do not want to be a part of this franchise.
Okay, Anthony. Well, call me back. We're talking about some. Oh, hold on, Anthony. You got a lot of echo there. Call me back about the Cowboys next week. We can have an elongated conversation. Right now, we want to talk about some winners. Thank you, Anthony, for calling from Toronto. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk to David Harrison. How about this? This is a rival of the Cowboys. We're going to talk about the Commanders and how the hell they got here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about the AFC Championship game. The NFC Championship game, it gets us all started. We have the Washington Commanders. We have the Philadelphia Eagles. This is going to be the third time that they meet this season. This is going to be the rubber match with an opportunity to advance to the Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels did it again. Beat the Big Bad Lions. He'll be the first rookie ever to start a game, a quarterback, in the Super Bowl. To talk about this Washington team, the one that nobody expected to be here, is someone who covers this squad, covers the Commanders for Sports Illustrated, also the host of the Commanders podcast for the Locked On Sports Network. It's David Harrison. David, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Are you surprised at the ride that you've been on right now with the Commanders?
I mean, I'm not surprised at how fun it's been, how adventurous it's been, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't surprised at how long it's been. I don't think anybody expected us to be here at this stage, but I'm thoroughly enjoying every second of it while we got it.
Well, David, everybody talks about, and you can watch it in his play, the maturity of Jaden Daniels. He doesn't operate like a rookie who doesn't know what he's doing, that he's not prepared. He knows what he wants to do. He's efficient. What has impressed you the most about what he's been able to do this season, especially now heading into the postseason?
Yeah, it's just the maturity that he's approached everything with. And, you know, I know he's a little bit of an older rookie, but he's still a rookie and still, you know, a young man in his first NFL season. And, you know, a lot of coaches have been asked this week about kind of when they first felt that Jaden was like the real deal. And a couple of them went all the way back to rookie minicamp. And I like that because that's where I always kind of go back to, is watching him in rookie minicamp. And you know, haven't seen all the quarterbacks that have come through, of course, but I've seen a good amount of quarterbacks come through for their first camps or their first, you know, practices and things like that. And Jaden looked like a guy who wasn't on his first day on the job. Like, he looked like a guy who was in control, knew everything. The coaches raved about how he knew checks, he knew calls, all these things from the playbook right when he came in for rookie minicamp. And, you know, the question then was, okay, when the veterans come in, how is that going to look? And when the veterans came in, it was the same thing. He's immediately impressing guys like Terry McLaurin with his knowledge and his execution, and then his interest in coming to him and saying, hey, after practice, let's take the extra period that we have and work on that route that we didn't connect on so I can make sure we get this right. And these are just not things that you usually see from a rookie, but it wasn't a, I'm the number 2 overall pick, Heisman Trophy winning stud, on the field, it was a very humble way of taking control. And it's something that's really stood out to a lot of people, including guys like tight end Zach Ertz, who says he's never seen it before from a young quarterback.
Well, David, we see and hear so much about Jaden Daniels, and for good reason. But when you think about the team in whole, who hasn't gotten the attention that they deserve? And they've certainly contributed to where they are. Is there another player that should be garnering a little bit more attention and love?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe Zach Ertz. I think a lot of people see what he's doing on the field and certainly are impressed with the fact that I think most people kind of thought his career was over or, you know, towards the end. And certainly when he signed with the Commanders, even me, myself, I said, okay, older tight end, probably doesn't have a lot left in the tank, more so a coach on the field or in the locker room, a mentor for these younger guys than anything else, but he's balled out physically. But also just bringing that coaching aspect that we've really all kind of talked about. He has history with Cliff Kingsbury, so he had the ability to kind of help get everything accelerated a little bit. Obviously, it's a scheme that fits him best. It was really part of the decision to come here is making sure that he was in the right fit, because that's what he felt like, you know, really went wrong in Arizona for him, then ultimately didn't work out with the short stint that he spent with the Lions on their practice squad. And that was a big part of it. So, you know, second leading receiver on the team. I don't know if you can say he's not necessarily getting a lot of attention, but I mean, not a lot of Pro Bowl nods, not a lot of, you know, all pro talk or anything like that. But I think certainly Zach Ertz has been one of the critical parts of this team that's made this thing go.
David Harrison is here with us, covers the Commanders for SI as well as the Locked On Commanders podcast. There's been a lot of talk said about the run defense, and we all know that the Philadelphia Eagles go out and employ Saquon Barkley, who's an MVP candidate and is likely to be the Offensive Rookie of the Year. What do you see Washington doing on the defensive side of the ball to try and slow down Saquon?
Yeah, you know, it's easier said than done, right? But, you know, it's every level has its own assignments. You know, the first level, you got to maintain your gaps. You can't get pushed out of your gaps and out of your lane. Second level's got to hit their fits, and they got to hit aggressively, violently, be on time. And if that's where he's coming through, you got to make the tackle. Third level, just be able to flow with the play and be able to cut off angles and not get, you know, broken down by him. That's something that a lot of guys talked about this week, is not just his ability to get through the first level into the second level, but also his ability to break down safeties and really take advantage of the angle you're taking. You might feel like you're taking the right angle, and then he does something, and suddenly you're woefully out of position. And that's something that they've got to defend against. And it really is. Joey Jr. said it's 11-man football when you're trying to stop Saquon Barkley. And so I think it's as simple as it all sounds. And like every, you know, football watching person out there would say, well, of course you want to do all those things, but it's not that easy to do. So, you know, that's kind of the key, is being disciplined. It's actually funny. So, you know, I went back and I broke down the 61-yard touchdown run that Jameson Williams, the Lions receiver, had against Commanders defense last weekend in the divisional round, because that play, even though it's a wide receiver running, it's a trick play and all that other stuff, really kind of illustrates the importance of doing all those things that Joe Jr. was talking about with the gap discipline and the fit discipline and the angles, because pretty much every part of that run went wrong in all of those levels and all of those aspects. And it just shows you what can really happen when you don't follow those disciplines. So I think that's going to be a big key in this one. And then obviously, you know, when you get there, you got to be able to make the tackle. The good news is they've got 11 guys on the field that are all willing to get in the way. There's not going to be a lot of business decisions happening out there with Saquon Barkley in this game.
No, we saw Detroit still put up 31 points in the victory that Washington just had. And we know that Saquon is quite dynamic, and I would still put the Lions offense ahead of the Philadelphia Eagles. Dan Quinn has been in this position before. I know everybody here in Atlanta certainly knows what took place against the New England Patriots in that loss, but his background is defense. What effect has he had on this team and on the city? Is he getting respect? Is he appreciated for what he's done? He's a joke here in Atlanta. People can't stand him.
Yeah, he's absolutely beloved here in D.C. Everybody loves what he stands for. They love the messages that he brings. The guys are embracing the message that he brings, and you know, and they really embody it. You know, you see or you hear him talk about going out there and being aggressive, playing fast, doing all the things that, you know, a lot of them are cliches that every coach speaks, but this team really, really kind of adapts to it and kind of embraces that and embodies that, like I said. So, you know, everybody here, obviously, when you're winning, you know, I'm sure that when Atlanta was making the run to the Super Bowl, everybody loved him. It's just kind of the way that things happen in pro sports. Dan understands how that kind of, you know, flows with it. But, you know, right now everything is symbiotic. Everything's working together. And there's a lot of things that kind of looks like he has learned from the past. And you know, the run defense isn't as good as maybe you had hoped it would be. We'll see what they do in the offseason and go about trying to improve that, because I know that's been an Achilles heel for him in the past as well. But then looking at the offensive side of things, I mean, coming from having a quarterback like Matt Ryan the last time he was an NFL head coach to coming in with an offensive mind like Cliff Kingsbury, who couldn't be, you know, much more different than a guy like Kyle Shanahan, but also getting a quarterback that is more the new breed type of quarterback really shows that Dan is not only talking the talk of learning from the past and keeping up with the times and trying to stay ahead of the times, he's actually out there physically doing it.
Well, David, let me ask you this. Let's get to brass tacks. What do you think is going to happen on Sunday afternoon? Are you going with the Eagles, or do you think the Commanders are going to continue to shock the world?
Yeah, you know, right now I'm going with the Commanders, and I think that when we look at, you know, the history of the NFL, you know, there's been plenty of years where you look at it and you maybe say the best team in the NFL didn't win the Super Bowl, and you know, that's unfortunate when that happens. But a lot of times when we get to this stage of the postseason, it's not just who has the most talent, it has who has the most healthy talent, right? And the Philadelphia Eagles are obviously dealing with some injuries. You know, Dallas Goedert is going to play, but he's dealing with an ankle injury. We'll see how that affects him. You know, Cam Jurgens is questionable. I think he's going to play. But, you know, a back injury with the center, I mean, that's a fairly big deal, depending on how serious it is. And Jalen Hurts, I know he's going to go, but he didn't have that, you know, knee brace on his left leg. And I don't think he's going to be able to be as mobile as he wants to be. And, you know, anytime you have a quarterback facing 11 defenders, but also having to face fighting against his own instincts because of an injury, that's not usually good news. And the less that he's able to move, the more the Commanders are going to be able to stack the box and sell up, stop Saquon Barkley. And if that happens, then I think that we can see the Commanders take control in this one. So, again, not fully knowing what to expect from those injured Eagles, just the fact that they are as injured as they are and banged up. Quinyon Mitchell is dealing with a shoulder injury, so I wouldn't be surprised to see the Commanders run a lot of running back, swing passes, flats, screens, you know, that way, and try to make him tackle to test out that injury. I just think the Commanders have too much going for them, health-wise, but also okay. Match up pretty good talent-wise. So that's where I'm going right now.
Well, David, whether or not the Commanders win or they lose, this has certainly been a successful season, one that anybody can't be disappointed with. By the time we pull into April and March and May and June, what do they need to do, regardless of how the next couple of weeks play out, what do they need to do to continue on what they've done so far this year?
Yeah, I think you're going to see them make an investment in the trenches, you know, the defensive line, not just from a run defense standpoint. Their pass rush penetration hasn't been superb this year. You know, I think you're going to see them probably invest a little bit on the defensive line. You also see them target maybe a slot corner in free agency or the NFL draft. Jordan Lewis is a free agent coming out of Dallas. Obviously, he's got the familiarity with the staff. I would expect the Commanders to probably make a run at him. If they're not able to bring him in for whatever reason, then you look towards the NFL draft, and there's a couple options coming out there as well. And then on the offensive line, you know, whether they love Nick Allegretti, don't love Nick Allegretti, their left guard, how they feel about Andrew Wiley. Sam Cosmi, their right guard, arguably their best offensive lineman. They lost him last week to an ACL injury. I mean, the way those ACL injuries come, you know, go, if he's back by the, you know, by Thanksgiving of next year, that's going to be, I don't say a miracle, but that's going to be pretty impressive. So they've basically got a situation where they're going into not just the rest of this postseason, but all of next year. They've got to look at it without one of their best offensive linemen, and he's on the interior. So you got to look interior offensive line and figure out how much you really want to lean on Andrew Wiley as your right tackle moving forward.
Well, before we get there, I know you're hoping for some more football. We certainly have at least one more game. Hey, David, I appreciate the time. Where can people follow you and all of your work following these Commanders?
Yeah, Locked On Commanders is 5 days a week. It's on YouTube. It's on all the podcast platforms. CommanderGameDay.com for Sports Illustrated, and then on X at DHarrison82 if you want to go there. I appreciate your time and the invite.
No doubt about it. Enjoy the weekend and enjoy the game, okay, David?
Yes, sir. You too.
Thank you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You just heard from David Harrison. He is picking the Commanders to beat the Philadelphia Eagles and go to the Super Bowl. David Harrison, you just heard him. He believes that Jaden Daniels, based on the Eagles and their injuries, that they're going to send a rookie quarterback to start the Super Bowl for the first time ever. What do you think? I'm going to tell you what I think on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to David Harrison for joining us in the last break. He covers the Washington Commanders. Locked On Commanders podcast. Commanders on Sports Illustrated. He believes that the Washington Commanders are going to the Super Bowl. He says he's attributing it to the injuries of the Philadelphia Eagles. I still think that they have a strong team. I mean, they are the favorite to do this. The Eagles are on a 10-game winning streak. They're 14-1 since October. I'm picking the Eagles. I there's a first time for everything. It'll be an amazing story. We won't hear the end of it. And rightfully so, if Jaden Daniels advances to be the first rookie quarterback to start in the Super Bowl, we will not hear the end of it. I mean, we're already getting stories. Last night, I saw a story about Jaden Daniels, and it wasn't even so much about him. It was about his mom and how protective his mom is of him when it comes to groupies. Now, we're going to get every story possible because we got 2 weeks to fill when it comes to content and time and stories. The same storylines are going to be beat to death. Hickey, at least Jimmy Butler will be traded before then, right?
Has to be, thankfully, by the calendar.
Oh, my God. And did you hear what Shaq said about that?
I did.
What is his problem? Oh, my God.
You are surprised by that.
You know what? I'm not surprised. How about this, Hickey? We got a caller here. I want to talk more about this game. Can we get into the nonsense that Shaq said next hour?
Of course, yeah. That deserves some time. More than just two seconds.
Like, if you're unaware, we'll play the audio for you next hour. Like, Shaq went all in defending Jimmy Butler. And like, how? And Shaq, he was met with resistance. Like, what are you talking about right now? Anyway, we'll talk about Shaq and Jimmy Butler. Last time I checked, not traded, but we'll get to that next hour before we get out of here. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you these Commanders are underdogs. Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Washington Commanders, in the words of Mike Tomlin, he does not care. Well, computer broke. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go to Zeke. Zeke is calling from Kentucky. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Zeke, what's up?
Hey, man. You guys, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. You got that good phone, huh? Who's your service provider? Who is it?
T-Mobile, my man.
Oh, T-Mobile. Okay, all right. That's okay. Go ahead.
All right. So, anyway, I'm a Titans fan, okay? I'm thinking Jaden Daniels was having that Joe Burrow year when they came and went to the Super Bowl. Uh-oh. And kind of shocked everybody because we had Derrick Henry, we had A.J. Brown, we had Tannehill, who I feel like you can argue arm-wise is as good as Jalen Hurts, but Jalen Hurts doesn't turn the ball over as much. So, you know, it's not a perfect comparison, but I'm just saying, like, if Jaden Daniels does do this, I could see him becoming that Joe Burrow character we talked about, but I also could see his Redskins team being like the Bengals are now, where you're going to have super high production out of your stars, but you're not going to necessarily have team play. I think Redskins win, even though the Eagles are a much better team on paper and really on the field. And I also believe the Chiefs go three-peat. You know, people hate greatness because they're not great, and that's just the world we live in.
Zeke, hold on.
Okay.
Are you hanging your head out of a window? What is all that going by?
Dude, I'm about to do karaoke at a bar, so I stepped outside to talk to you, man, because I really wanted to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm like, what all them cars going? I'm like, are you at the racetrack? You going to do karaoke? What song are you going to sing?
I'm actually running the karaoke. So I'm just sit back.
You making the people wait on you?
No, it didn't. It hadn't started yet. No, I'm not going to mess up the money like that now.
Okay. All right, Zeke, get all your money. Are you charging the people for karaoke?
The bar pays me, so I don't charge them. Yeah.
Nothing better than a Friday night, a bunch of idiots who can't sing, right, Zeke?
Oh, man, and they're sloppy drunk, too, so that makes it even better.
Oh, we'll take Zeke's is going to take all their money. Okay, Zeke, have a good time, okay?
All right, thank you, too, brother. You guys have a good one.
You as well. Shout out to Zeke calling from Kentucky. Hickey, do I sound like a terrible human if I say I hate karaoke?
No, I think you're normal. I think people like karaoke when they're singing. There I don't you. Know many people that like karaoke when others are singing.
Hickey, I will go out. I haven't done it. I did karaoke with my friends, and I don't know. I was in New York City. I don't know. Maybe 2021 I did karaoke. It was like five, six of us. We got a room in the place. You know, you get a room, and you get an hour and a half or something?
Typically, yeah.
Yeah, I did that. But, Hickey, let me tell you, if I walk by a place and I want to get something to eat at a bar or a restaurant, if I see a screen and karaoke and a mic, Hickey, I go the other way. I do not need this crap in my life. I don't
know. Especially sober. Oof.
Oh, my God. People think they're Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston and Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, they're laughing up there, don't even know the words. The song's just getting butchered.
I guess today, I thought they do karaoke most places in the middle of the week, right? No.
You would think, but maybe this is on the bar in the lower, you know, it's a lower rung bar.
Uh-oh.
You get to people on the busy days, so it's bringing some karaoke.
I was like, I think you do karaoke on a day where people don't go.
Like a Wednesday, karaoke Wednesday.
Yeah, on the bar, you go Wednesday. We need a gimmick to get people in the bar. Let's do karaoke. I didn't know you need karaoke on a Friday. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Joe is here from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Joe, what's up?
How you doing this evening, JR? Oh, I'm with you. I see karaoke, I'm turning and running, brother. I'm out of there.
You know what? It ain't no shame in my game because I didn't know everything. One of my favorite, this is going to be terrible for me. I can't wait. Hopefully I don't end up in the news. I would do R. Kelly when I did karaoke. I did. Yep, I did. Anyway, go ahead, Joe. No reaction to that. Go ahead.
No, I hate karaoke. It sucks. That's all there is to that. Okay. But anyway, there's a documentary out, and I don't know if it was on Amazon, but it was called The Money Game or something like that. If they followed LSU Athletics.
Hmm.
They followed Jaden Daniels, Libby Dunn, Flo Johnson, and a track star, I believe.
Okay.
But Jaden Daniels' mama does run the show.
Yeah.
From watching that, from Arizona State all the way through LSU and NIL, she runs the show after you watch that show.
Well, that's quite interesting. That's good. Hopefully it means that he is he's set up to have a
straight.
Yeah, I hope so. Let me tell you something, Joe, though. It only takes one. Okay.
You're right, my man. You're right.
His mama could do.
I'm an LSU fan, and I'm glad for him. I hope they do make it to the Super Bowl.
Wait, you're an LSU fan in Alabama?
Yeah, and it sucks because we get our ass kicked every year.
How did that happen? You from Louisiana?
Baton Rouge, 5 minutes off the campus. Grew up there.
Oh, you my man. You go to Chimes? You like Chimes?
Oh, the Chimes in Baton Rouge when they had Penny Draft beer?
Yeah, I like that Chimes. And what's that seafood place with the shells? That place is good for brunch. What's that place called?
Well, you talking about Mike Anderson's, maybe?
No. They got the oysters in there.
In Baton Rouge?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, damn.
You got me on that one.
All right, well, I'm going to do my own homework, Joe. Hey, you have a good weekend. You, it ain't no snow out by you, is it?
Nah, man, we got, we got 3 inches, and of course the city shut down for 2 days. It was nice. It was great.
Okay, I need you to do me a favor, though. The next time you out by Baton Rouge, do me a favor. And it's a favor for Hickey, too. Can you go release that tiger, please? Mike?
You off your rocker, man.
He don't belong in there. No tiger belongs in Louisiana. Let him loose.
Hell, he's got a mate. He lives in a $2 million house.
Why would he want to get out of there?
Let's put
and
you.
And he's there night thank you every day. He ain't got to worry.
Let's put you in a $2 million house in a place where you do not belong, and you tell me how you feel by yourself, okay?
As long as I'm safe behind bars and I ain't got to worry about no idiots, I'd be good.
Well, it's Friday. If you need advice to get behind bars, I can help you out. Okay, Joe?
Nah, man, I'm working. I'm good to go.
All right, get your money, Joe. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Have a good one, brother.
You as well. Hickey, that's a repo, man. I know one when I talk to one, okay? That is a repo, man.
Smart to be on his good side. Don't mess with Joe.
He is getting ready to take the vehicles.
He's Happy Friday.
He's like, oh, this car's been left outside. Ain't nobody chasing me in the snow. I'm about to take these cars. I know. Listen, I know a repo man when I hear one. I do. And somebody needs to release that tiger. Release him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. 855-212-4227. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We're going to hear from this crazy stuff that Shaq said. We're going to talk more football. Damn it, I only got one more hour here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.